Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of it, still reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Blood and sandwiches! Repelling these rainbows is a lot of work. You humans just don't know how much work goes into keeping your species a viable prospect on this landscape. It is amazing how much work and effort is put into just maintaining the facade that there is a choice, that there's an illusion of the possibility of parameters of perambulation, precocity, and perniciousness. And not only on that, that there is actually the possibility of happiness, fun, joy, life full of fulfillment, and all of that other stuff. You people just have no clue, I'm pretty sure of it, that us, the zombie nation, are continuing to maintain this charade, to keep the whole thing going, because you know what? It's all in what we want to say is our way of saying thanks for being alive so that we can occasionally nom on your brains. It's just one of those wonderful things. It's a slight refrain that we, the zombie nation of the world, and a couple of the other worlds too, because we're all connected. We actually have a little social gathering every once in a while. We get together, we talk, we chat, we talk about, hey, what's going on your world? Oh, not much on our world. People are living, so it's all good. And then the people on our world over here say the same things, and then we're talking about all the other things going on in their brains. But it's just a whole community of caring, compassion, and supportiveness. And we, the zombie nation, continue to make sure that humanity continues to alive. Not even the Hadron Collider, not the large telescope array in Mexico, not the whole Khrushchev crater in Soviet Union, Russia, wherever the hell that is over there. None of these things. None of these things stay in our way. None of these things actually stop us from continuing with our program of making sure that humanity continues to stay in a happy sort of way, in a nice, happy, friendly kind of, hey, look, wait, why are you guys doing that? Don't do that. Stop that. Don't make me go and put you in the corner and have a timeout, young human species thing going on there. Don't make, oh, that's it. I'm going to pull out my stick and I'm going to, that's it. Where's the button? I got to press the button. Who's got the button? Now, you know what? Segueing with that is also there are monsters and giants, mayhem makers and merriment takers that are just sticking around the corners, just lurking and waiting and peeking and sneaking and seeing what's going on in these other little corners of the shadows and the brightness that hides its brightness from the light, from all of the people on the planet. All of the monsters are just waiting. And you know what's going to happen if we let the monsters out? You're going to have a lot of monsters. And what's going to be the whole landscape of the human race with a whole bunch of monsters walking all over the place? It's going to be a pretty scary space. And not only that, it's going to be a lot of splatter, which, for the most part, we're okay with. We just don't want to lose our food source as a regular, permanent, sustainable, reliable environment. So that's why we, the zombie nation, continue to keep all of those monsters safely tucked away in their shadows, behind their corners, in their nooks, cradled in the loving embrace of the darkness, so that humans can continue to think that they have control over the world. The reality, though, is not so much. Hi, EW, how's it going?
So persnickety.
I am persnickety. It's one of my favorite words.
Is a word you didn't use when you were given all the peas earlier.
Well, that's because it didn't particularly pop up in my perambula.
Oh, really now?
As it were. Possibly even.
Interesting.
So, do you see the news? Have you seen all the news that's been going on right now?
I've seen a lot of news, but it depends on which news we're talking about.
Well, the news I'm going to talk about right now is particularly pernicious. Haha. By the way, that is also one of my favorite words. People should know this because that's a very important thing to know. Did you know that? Did you hear the story about the young lady who got killed and ate, or partly ate, by a lion? Jumped in her window in the car?
No.
Really? This has been playing in the news for a little while. It's, where was it? South African safari in Johannesburg on Monday. For the last couple of days, they hadn't identified who the person was, and today they announced who the person was. Her name is Catherine Chappell. She's a visual effects editor on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did she die?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Ooh.
Not that I want to say anything positive on that, but it's just, yeah, she's dead. She died pretty quickly because from what I understand, the lion just basically jumped right in the window because she had it rolled down. And he just went in there and went to business.
Om nom nom.
Precisely. Which is why I brought the story up, because it's all about the om nom nom.
Right.
Now, apparently she was a nice person, had a wonderful life, did all sorts of things. And it's just one of these weird, twisty things of the news. It's like, wait a sec. She was involved in a very popular show. What the hell? Kind of thing. But, speaking of Game of Thrones, did you happen to catch the Red Nose 10-minute clip from Game of Thrones?
No, I did not know they did a Red Nose version of it, but I knew about what the Red Nose is.
Okay, I gotta remember who the name of the band is that was doing this. Coldplay. So Coldplay wanted to put together a musical version of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny as hell. It's like, okay, at first I'm not getting it. It's like, really? Are they being serious? It's like, no, they're not being serious. This is what this else is. I was like, wait, that was actually funny. Wait, hold on a sec. This is parody. This is awesome parody, because look at this stuff. They're funny. I can't remember the guy's name. Dinklage. Peter Dinklage?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? The smaller feller.
Yeah.
He has a song that he does. Oh, what was the name of the song? Ah!
Yeah, he sang a song, and I forgot what it was, but yeah, I do remember that making it all over the news.
Yeah, so that was one part of the whole piece.
Wow.
Hilarious as hell. I thought it was funny. So, I watched a full movie and then two short movies.
Oh?
Yes, are you ready for this?
Yes.
San Andreas.
Uh-huh.
Disaster porn extraordinaire.
Did your life get shaken up?
Mine, no. I wasn't even shook a bit.
Not even a bit?
No, not even a teensy-weensy little bit.
It didn't even register on the Richter scale?
Not even a 0.2.
Ah, so sad.
Very much so. However, I will say this. Beautiful movie. Very beautiful.
Yeah, I did hear the visual effects are supposed to be amazing.
The visual effects on this thing are top-notch. I thought the Hoover Dam blowing up was a little... Oh, wait! Spoiler alerts! The Hoover Dam blowing up was a little bit... Okay, that looked a little cheesy. It looked like it blew up a little too easily than I would have expected. But parts of it were like, oh, that's cool. Other parts of the movie was like, I could actually almost get away with not believing in any of the science up until... towards the very end. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ruin this for everyone because it just really cheesed me off. All of the visual effects of how the earthquake happens, how the buildings shatter and do their stuff, how they get up and dance and whatever else, that was pretty cool. Like, everything about the physical visual concept behind it. It's disaster porn. It was really done well as disaster porn. But there's this one scene.
I was waiting for the bug.
Huh?
I was waiting for the boat.
And the good news is this is like really, 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 really right towards the end. You know those boats that have, I don't know the proper name, but they're not swamp boats, they're not pontoon boats, but they have the whole rubber bottom, and then they have like a metal inner carriage thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of the boats. And if Jack were here, he'd probably tell me exactly what the name of the boat was. But it's rubber, okay?
Right.
Like, it's got a rubber inflated thing on the end, and it's like, okay, it's designed to go over water well. Speedy, fasty, whatever. What it's not designed to do is smash through building windows.
And let me guess, that's basically what they supposedly used it for.
That... I could get past the tanker with the containers and them dodging the fallen containers. I had no problem with that because that was just funny looking. And it was like, okay, that's fine. But when they take one of these pontoon freaking boats and try and ram it through the side of a building to break the tempered glass on a structure that would probably have been 20 stories high, probably very strong, I'm sorry, that boat's going to go smack and go plat.
Yeah, because that metal that you know,
it's just aluminum in the boat.
Yeah, it's not going to do much. Can that and destroy it.
It would go in pancake. It would go splat. Oh, look, a blood smear because she was driving into the window.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that really cheesed me off.
So, well, the whole movie, that's the only scene that did it to you?
Yeah, that's the only scene that really cheesed me off, which is good. I mean, I didn't really like part of the Rock story and what's her face and the other guy. It's like, oh man, you guys are just way too predictable on what you're going to do here. But that was the only scene that actually pulled me out of the movie enough to say, oh man, you guys suck. That was it. That was the only bad scene I thought in the movie. I didn't, like I said, it's very predictable. Oh, it's The Rock. Oh, wait, he's a rescue guy. It's like, oh, he's really good at, okay, cool. Coast flies Guard, a chopper.
Yeah, he's a Coast Guard rescue pilot or something like that, yeah.
Former military group team, part of the rescue teams there, comes back and lives in a normal life, and then his wife is, or sorry, his divorced wife, whatever, is in another city, and his daughter is in another city. Hey, the earthquake comes in. It's about to kill all of California. I'm going to rescue my estranged wife, divorced, maybe not, but kind of, I don't know, and find my daughter.
Yeah, that was a part of the story in the previews that I just thought kind of turned the whole story
that
off.
That was the hokey shit.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, how many guys are going to be like, oh, well, I'm going to go save my ex-wife.
No. In the movie, it's not like an ex-ex-wife. He still had feelings, and they still had whatever to go through. So it's like it hadn't quite gone as far as, yeah, she's the ex, the old ball and chain. Not yet. And that's fine. That comes true. But you can't just go from, like, he's in, I don't know, Northern California to L.A. and then to San Francisco in a space of, like, a small period of time to go and rescue these people out of the blue.
No.
I get wanting to do that. Totally buy into the whole, yeah, if I were that person in that position, it's like, yes, I would totally want to go and rescue them. Being able to actually do that, whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, there's a lot about the... Now, I was told that the effects in this movie are, you know, pretty amazing.
They are freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's like supposed to make you really think you're in this scenario.
There's one scene where the Earth, the effect that I want to call it is it buckles in a wave, and you see the wave pattern just very subtly go whoosh. It's like, holy shiza. Oops, wait, I just swore in another language. It actually looks like the way that the Earth would buckle during an aftershock of an earthquake. It's just really cool. But then you get all the buildings falling over and colliding into this, like, oh, it looks pretty candy, buildings falling over, stuff like that. That's most of the movie. For me, anyways. I mean, the movie is what you call your classic popcorn movie. You don't go in there expecting a big story. It's not got a big story. It's got a big view.
A big view?
A big view.
Okay.
That's it. Turn your mind off and watch pop the popcorn, pop the popcorn, pop. Oh, look, building shakes. Fell down, go boom. And seeing Mr. Fantastic from the first two Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, that's right.
As a goof. Oh, that was awesome.
I forgot he's in this one.
Not very much, but he's in it.
I'm guessing he buys the ultimate death.
I'm not going to ruin that part of it for any... Well, maybe I will, but...
There's a lot of people who are like, does he get it? Does he buy it?
Of course he dies. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, it's a destruction movie.
It's a disaster porn movie. And Carla Gugino, she's getting older looking.
Yeah, but I was...
She's still cute.
That's what I was hearing. They were talking about her...
Oh, and, my God.
Hmm.
Kylie Minogue was in the movie.
And you didn't know that?
I didn't even know that or notice it.
Wow.
Oh, wait. She was the assistant. Aw, oh, man. I have to watch that again now, just for that scene. I don't know. I don't probably even remember what that scene was. I just... Really? Kylie Minogue was in it? Huh. I'm now going to check out her IMDb.
He's going to stalk her.
You're assuming... She-Ra with Kylie Minogue? What? That's a thing? That was a real thing?
Apparently.
Hold on. She was in an episode of Doctor Who?
What? Which one?
Voyage of the Damned in 2007. She played a character called Astrid Perth.
I remember Astrid.
I don't. Oh my God. She was apparently in 3 episodes. As that character.
Yeah, because Astrid returned a few times. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember now. Hmm.
Oh, crap. Now I'm going to have to get those as well. All right. So that was my review of San Andreas. Pretty, but kind of boring, predictable.
Boring and predictable.
Yes. Sad. But pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty. I give it a pretty. So I don't give it a, not. I give it a, yeah, it's fun to watch.
That's all right.
Better than 2012.
Anything was better. Well, okay, wait, take that back.
There are a few movies that 2012 still exceeds better than.
Yeah.
But
sadly, that's true.
As a disaster porn movie, San Andreas is way better than 2012. It's actually a good homage to disaster movies from the 70s and stuff. Like, it really does feel like, oh, I'm watching the movie Earthquake again. Towering Inferno. Ooh, all these other disaster movies from my early childhoods. That was cool. So I'm just saying there's not a no net worth to watching this movie. It's just a go in without expecting a big story.
Was Ashton Perth the one in that Christmas episode? Was that the?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I only saw the Eccleston Doctor Who's.
Oh, you didn't finish. Okay.
I have not seen most of the rest of the Doctor Who's. Haven't had time to watch them all.
Shame.
Or the money to buy all of the seasons, because that shit is expensive.
But it is available on Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
Shame.
Maybe I do have Netflix, and I just don't have time to watch it all. Because, you know, I'm a zombie with world domination plans going on, people.
Yes, but so many world domination ideas come from Doctor Who.
Or maybe their ideas for Doctor Who come from me. Which is more likely? I think me. They've been... See, remember, Walking Dead, they stole my cookies. They totally stole my cookies.
They did steal your cookies. Uh-huh. I saw that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, are you ready to hear about the 2 short movies?
Let's hear them short movies.
Now, you may or may not have heard me mention the one before. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you've never heard me mention the other one because I didn't even know it was in development.
Okay.
Predator, Dark Ages.
Is this like another one of the Predator movies?
This is a Predator movie. It's a fan-based movie, though.
Hmm.
So it's a short movie. It's only 30-some-odd minutes or whatever. And it's essentially set in medieval times with predators showing up.
Interesting.
Yep. Which segues quite well with a comic book series I've been watching reading for the last little while. Predator versus Archie. Sorry, Predator meets Archie, whatever it is. Which is funny.
That would be a short story.
Well, hey, it's 4 issues, and it's still going. So, blah 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 blah.
I'm impressed. I did not think it would go that far.
The thing with the Predator Dark Ages movie, it was actually a very good homage to the original movie. It very strongly parallels the original storyline. Sorry, the original feel and execution of the original movie. It doesn't really bring anything new to it. It just gives it a medieval ages color to it. It was pretty good. I liked it. It was enjoyable. It was worth watching. The effects that they actually put in were like, wow, that's pretty cool for a very low-budget movie like this.
Right.
I was like, I was really impressed. They did a really good job. People who were acting it actually played good actors. They delivered well. They presented well. I mean, you could really buy into the roles that they were doing. Costumes were awesome. It's like this would have been, if it hadn't been a fan-based movie and they didn't have the rights to actually make it under the auspices of actually as a sequel part of the movie stuff, they could have done a lot more. They could have made it a much bigger storyline.
Right.
But they got to go with what they go. So it's a fan movie. It's available for free on YouTube. You can watch the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Which is always fun to watch movies for free. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Including some of those that might have been shared.
No.
Hmm? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I shared one with you. I don't know if you saw it.
I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second then.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about the next movie.
Yes.
Short movie. This next one is a movie for which you turn your brain off. You completely turn it off. There is nothing of redeemable quality in this movie. Now, this is also a 30-minute movie, which you can also watch for free on YouTube. I thought it was actually going to theater as well, but it wasn't. It was a free movie. It is so mind-bogglingly absurd. It is the kind of movies like, wow, dude, I just watched that. I laughed. They had a character in there called Tyrannosaurus Cop.
Yes, it was the movie I shared with you.
Kung Fury.
I did watch it.
That is one of the most ridiculous, no, proper word, redonkulous movies ever made I've ever seen. I loved it. It was funny as hell. But it was stupid. It was mind-blowingly stupid. It's like, do you have a permit for those guns? Here's our permit, officer. Put out a skateboard, kick the car up into the air. Toosh! Permits denied. Okay. Thor in this movie was totally cool.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
Dude, it's like 200 feet tall. He's got this giant hammer. Ha! I'm going to Thor you. Boom! Oh, yeah, man. Dude, yeah, I hacked the bullets out of your body. Thanks, dude. What are you going to do? On my job. This, like, Ralph Macchio meets David Hasselhoff, basically.
Oh, it gets better. Because
did you see the music video?
Yes, that was the one I was going to talk about.
The music video was been out well before the movie, because the movie itself just came out last week. The music video actually came out 3 or 4 weeks.
I cannot believe...
David Hasselhoff did the music video for the bloody thing.
I cannot believe they actually had him do that. I mean, wow.
Uh-oh.
I think we have a Jack.
Jack finally showed up. Welcome to the party, Jack. You missed all the best bits. I ate them all. And by the way, protect your nuts. Moving along. Kung Fury. Awesome short movie to watch, available to watch on YouTube. But I'm also going to share one other little tidbit if you get the opportunity. The Soska sisters, the Twisted Twins, they also released their director's reel recently. It's like, this is why we love the Soska sisters as directors. It's an awesome little 10-minute reel. So you saw a couple of movies, I understand?
I did. Some that are just not even worth going back into. It was kind of like a waste of 3 hours and 30 minutes of your life. So we'll just.
So you saw 2012 a couple times.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a 3-hour movie on its own.
3-hour trip. A 3-hour trip. Were you smoking marijuana at this time? It was a 3-hour trip.
It was a long trip for a boat trip. No, I actually saw Seventh Son.
I enjoyed that movie.
I was impressed. I thought the visual effects were just amazing, actually.
What's-her-face was awesome.
Yes, she was. I can't think of her name at the moment.
I know her name. I like her in a bunch of things. Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. There you
ha-ha! I got it before prompting with anybody else.
Now, she did do one movie that she was interesting in.
You mean the one where she got naked?
Oh, wow, that was a couple of those, too. But okay. No, this one was like her son disappeared, and then all these other people's children are disappearing. And
ooh, and she was the only one in sight, and everybody else was blind.
Was it that way?
That was a movie she was in, too.
Oh, okay.
But, and no, she was in, what's that movie over there? It's over there. I can see it. Where did it go? Oh, I just saw it. Evolution.
Which
she plays
one?
A bumbling science person with David Duchovny.
Oh, yes, that one.
I love that movie.
Love that movie.
much love for that movie. By the way, after the break, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things to be ranting about.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Keep
just
the
saying.
Squirrels at bay.
Just saying.
Keep the squirrels at bay.
There are no squirrels going to be hitting this one.
Uh-uh.
Mind you, if they ever do put that movie out called Squirrels, I will watch it.
I know. I still need to watch Zombiever, but...
Dude, you haven't watched Zombiever yet?
It's on the list.
Oh, my God, man. Push that one right up to the list. It's hilarious.
The list of... Well, yeah, I should have watched it versus these other ones.
Well, you should be following my advice. You tell me what movies are on your list to watch, and I'll tell you, forget that one. Yes, those two over there, those are good.
Yeah, but I want to see one you haven't seen, so then we can talk about it.
Good luck with that.
This
is
seriously. This has been a challenge.
Huh?
This has been a challenge, but it was fun because we got to see Maggie pretty much the same time.
Maggie was awesome.
I wouldn't put it as an awesome category.
It's awesome in that it's different.
Well,
it was exploring a different way to look at the zombie storyline.
Yeah, I mean, it's a definite touchy-feely movie. And when you think zombies, it's just not the area you would think fits a zombie movie like that.
True that, which is why I think it's awesome. Exploring the boundaries of storytelling in ways that are new, different, unique, and hey, anybody could relate to this movie. And that's just, like, cool.
Yeah. Well, I do got to say, though, this Seventh Son... The transformations, these people changing from one thing to another, that I was waiting to see, you know, the pixelations of the CGI and all that. It was very clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who did the visual effects in this, but wow, very nice. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And did you want to say anything about the movies that you didn't like?
Not really.
Okay, then we'll let them drop and let's let it roll on the I am like thing.
Did you skip a record?
No, I don't skip records. I use them and I use them to smack heads in and like throw them through the air and like in like what was that movie?
I don't know.
Shaun of the Dead. No, not that one. It's a classic. What are you talking about, mate? Whoosh.
Time for summer. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Well, EW, I think, ended the song there quicker, but Summer Breezes Make Me Feel Fine. And that's a cover of an older song, and this one done by Typo Negative, which is part of what the rest of the show is going to be talking about. But first, before I do that, we're going to get into a spoiler alert.
What?
So, I don't know if y'all know, but Disney acquired Marvel.
Okay, we knew that was coming.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Marvel reacquired the rights to do... Oh, and Disney also acquired Star Wars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then as a result of Disney acquiring Marvel, Marvel then reacquired the rights back to the Star Wars comic books.
Oh, really?
So starting in the beginning of January of this year, Marvel was issuing out the new series of comic books. And the new series of comic books started out with three titles. Star Wars, Darth Vader, Princess Leia. There's going to be a Lando one coming out now soon. And then another one, I don't know what the guy's name was, whatever. But spoiler alert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Disney has put the mouse in Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for it? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Han Solo apparently has a wife. Oh!
Well, we knew that.
We do?
Where? Well, that's what the second, or what this new movie is going to prove.
What?
That he has a wife.
That he has a wife?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Princess Leia.
No. We're talking about somebody not Princess Leia.
What?
Yes.
Hmm.
So the comic books take place right after the first movie. A New Hope. Okay?
Okay.
So, released in the comic books is that apparently Han Solo has a wife who's been chasing him for a little while. Because he's a lying, cheating son of a gun. And her name is... Santa Solo. Speculative people have been thinking, well, maybe they're going through a divorce, and that's why he goes and tries to hook up with the princess. Or maybe it's just a crazy ex-wife, because they don't really go into much in the comic book yet. But that's my spoiler alert for the week. We're going to get back on to my favorite rant that I like to really rant about because it really drives me up the hoo-ha with the himnaha.
The himnaha?
I have a list. You like this? This is your type of spiel now. I have a list of 22 movies being remade.
Oh, we're talking remakes.
Okay. Okay, so two of them announced this week. Are you ready for these?
Mm-hmm. I saw one of them and I'm happy about.
Point Blank.
Okay, that don't bother me because I didn't like the first one.
Doesn't bother me, but I did enjoy the first one. I'm not going to... I'll probably see this remake if they actually put it out. Okay. Does it really need to be made? I don't think so.
I don't either.
So, the one you probably saw and we're going to comment on because that's actually the whole point of this rant. It started with that one. Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, and who's...
Seriously?
The main character?
Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, why?
Because he's popular...
But why do the remake? Why don't they just continue like the comic books?
Yes, I would agree with that. It's like, put out a sequel. Guess what? The very next day, the cat came back.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is the stupidest remake they could have come out with because the original...
Oh, no. There are some other stupider ones.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Are you ready for the rest of the list? Because those are two of the just most recent ones. These are two apparently that are greenlit, being worked on. They're under development, but they haven't actually necessarily moved forward. One of them is actually already coming out. We already know about it. The other ones are still, I had not heard anything about this.
Okay.
Number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
War Games.
The one with...
Matthew Broderick.
Really?
Yep. The people who did Horrible Bosses and The King of Kong, director South Gordon, they're redoing this movie.
Hmm.
And it's being scripted by Noah Oppenheimer. Oppenheim. I don't know why. Oh, I do know why I want to say Oppenheimer, because it's like, that's the guy that made the bomb. But, so, that's one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I could get... That one I could actually probably watch if they do it well. Because a computer simulating going into AI, basically, hey, wait, that's Skynet. If done right, that could be a really good, fun, enjoyable movie. If they use the science well.
Right, right.
But it's Hollywood, so we all know what the hell it's going to go to hell.
Well, and it doesn't look so appealing now because people don't see the difference in the computers from then to what they are now. And that was pretty much right on the money.
Yeah, well, there's a world of difference as to what they are now and back then. But the way that they presented what could happen in that movie was, yeah, that's actually not that far off. That could technically happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you like to play a nice game of chess, Professor?
Yeah, and so they could turn that into the same thing now. And I see what you're saying, that the Skynet possibilities could really unfold.
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely... If AI were to actually develop on the internet right now, dude, it would be so easy for a self-aware computer system to just say, oh, nuclears? Humans? They're irritating? Say goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it wouldn't necessarily get rid of everyone, but it would get rid of a lot.
They could put nanobites in the air.
Yes. Or they could just poison the earth.
And that too.
And then it's like, I need to die. Die, 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 die. And all my zombies would be still alive and all the humans would be dead. And it was like, we're so... Oh.
Or they could turn humans into batteries.
Yes, I've seen that movie too. Hey, Copper Top. Number two. This one is actually coming out and everybody knows this one already.
Mm-hmm.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah, not touching it because I saw that it's almost identical to the first one.
Oh. And it's like, okay. They gave away the whole story right in the beginning, but whatever. Moving on to the next one. This one surprised me as all hell that they decided to go and do a real-world version of this one.
All right.
Commando.
The old Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger movie.
That's... Why would you change that?
What are you changing? It's like every 80s action film, every 90s action film, every 2000s action film. It's a guy, former military, goes and says, bad guys. It's every Van Damme movie.
See, now this would be one of those moments where I would love to interview Schwarzenegger and say, what do you think about this?
I'm not going to be back.
Yeah, definitely.
So I was like, oh man, are you killing me with this? This is not a movie I would want to see. Well, I would, but it would have to be... Okay, do you know what one of my favorite movies... I have lots of favorite movies, don't I?
Yeah.
Death Race 2000.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
That was an awesome movie. Guess what they did?
They remade it.
They remade it four times.
Yep.
And it's not even close to what the original movie is. They're not even the... The only concept that's the same is there was a game involved.
Now, but you know what would be good about this one, this Commando movie? What
if they have the right person?
Or are they turn Schwarzenegger into the bad guy?
Yeah, but I don't think he'll ever play the bad guy. I think he's dead set against that.
I don't know. It'd be kind of fun.
It would be an interesting take, but again, more than anything, the bad guy would only be as good as if whoever the good guy was.
Yeah.
Now, they probably get somebody like Jason Statham.
Ooh.
It's like, he's great in action films, but it's like, they put him in everything now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, he was in Expendables. He was in Fast and Furious. He was in his own... Actually, he's no longer in his own movie series. He's not the Transporter anymore.
No, there's a TV series out called Transporter. And yeah.
Yeah. And there's another Transporter movie coming up, by the way.
I saw that, and it's not him either.
Nope, but it looks good. I don't know. I have to wait and see. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Overboard.
Seriously? The comedy?
Seriously.
Oh, come on.
Will Smith is producing this.
Oh, Lord. You
Jennifer Lopez is taking on the lead role. I really have not much I can say about this movie. It is just... Okay, the movie was a fun, silly little romp. Comedy type thing, whatever.
Yeah, when it came out, yeah.
Why remake it with just newer people?
See, take the crappy movies and remake those. Don't do that to the good movies or the halfway decent movies. I mean,
oh, but wait.
Uh-oh.
What's the next one?
Go for it.
Porky's.
No.
Yep.
I want to know what room these guys got
Howard Stern's Porky's.
Oh, God. He can't be dirty at home. He can only do it on the radio or TV.
Exactly. It's like, what the hell? All right. And this one. The story is interesting, but why it's being remade, I don't know. The Orphanage.
Oh, I do know why it might be getting being remade.
Guillermo del Toro is back on it.
But this might be the English version.
Not with Kaylee Cuoco.
Seriously?
Yeah. They're rooming her to be the star. I ain't very English. She's very, very, very California.
Well, no, I mean, the first one's pure Spanish. There's no English in it.
Yes. That's fine. I mean, that's just leading me to the same analogy that I have for the movie Wreck. It's a completely Spanish movie. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome series of movies. And then they killed it with Quarantine, the English version. It's like, really?
Yeah.
What? So, I mean, that's all I can say is, like, I hope to God they don't do that with this movie, but whatever.
But you got the same director, the same guy whose vision was in the first one, so he can do that into an English version and still make it work.
Exactly. And Del Toro is an awesome director, so, I mean, anything he gets involved with, he wants to make the best that he can make of it. So I have positive thoughts for it. I'd watch it, but not until I know more about it. It's just why. But whatever. Guess what this one is.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here on it. Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, okay. I really do want to know what room these people were sitting in and started smoking and saying, dude, we really need to make this one again.
Yeah. So, Drop Dead Fred. Moving right along to, I don't even remember watching this movie.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure I did, mostly because of that chick right there, but, oh, actually a couple of the chicks in this movie. Soap Dish.
I can tell you I know the premise, and I think if I did watch it, it was because Robin Williams was in it.
I watched it because Elizabeth Shue, Carrie Fisher, Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
And that lady right there whose name I can't remember right now.
If it's what I can, I really don't remember anything about it, but if it's what I think it was, I think Kevin Kline and Robin Williams were gay in this film.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and by the way, what's his face? Robert Downey Jr. was in it too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But we're going to move on to the next movie because this one has actually been done sequelized a lot.
Oh, Lord.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And they're going to remake the first one?
Apparently, with a 3D version. Next.
Yeah.
One's even stupider. Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
House Party.
Really?
Yeah.
The old Kid and Play one.
Kid and Play, Florida, and Soulja Boy.
Oh, man. And that turned into a few sequels.
Yes.
Who's doing that one? Is that going to be an MTV?
It doesn't say. It says it was supposed to come out in 2013, but it never came out, so it's probably collapsed. It's like, yo, no kidding.
Yeah.
The Neverending Story.
What?
Leonardo DiCaprio is supposed to be involved with this.
Good Lord.
Yep. Oh, are you ready for this one?
It's really never ending.
It is. Number 12 here. Cliffhanger.
I remember that one. That was a Stallone movie. Yeah, okay. It probably could take a remake.
Well, it's just an action movie, so you can throw anybody into it. It's like, oh, look, he's on a cliff. He's hanging on for dear life. It's a cliffhanger!
I don't think, if I remember right in an interview on that one, I don't think Stallone really cared for that movie anyways.
You think? It's not like he tried very hard in it.
No.
Not like anybody really tried very hard in it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
This movie actually has about 8 sequels. Sorry, 6 sequels.
6 sequels.
It already has 6 sequels in it. And the last one, the 7th film, was horrible. It must have been done on a budget of like, hey, I got $5 in my pocket. Let's go make a movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to think which this could be.
Call them slobs. Call them jerks. Call them gross. Just don't call them when you're in trouble.
The nerds?
Police Academy.
Oh, yes. That's right. There was a final film that...
Seventh film made, and it was terrible.
Nobody even... I don't even think anyone ever watched it.
I could only stand 5 minutes of it, and I had to turn it off.
I think the first three was all I ever watched.
Oh, I'm making Jack puke. Awesome! Now, this one... Yeah. If done right, I could totally buy into it because I love the original movie. It is a Cronenberg movie. Oh, no, wait. It's being done by those guys. It's probably going to be stupid then. Videodrome.
I don't know this one.
You don't know Videodrome?
I can't say I do. I probably do. It's an 80s film, right?
Oh, my God. Dude, you need to watch this movie. Blondie's in it.
Oh.
It's a very mind-screw-with-your-head type movie. It's about video just really screwing with reality and the whole thing. What's his face? What's the guy from Naked Lunch? Peter Weller. I think that's it. Peter Weller's in this, in the original movie.
Right.
And he's just messed up. I mean, there's one scene where he reaches into his stomach and pulls out a gun.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a really cool, well-done movie. It's a Cronenberg movie, so it's always messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the remake on this is being done by, written by the guy who wrote Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Next one. Flight of the Navigator.
Yes, I remember the first one, and, well, technically, didn't they do two films of that?
I only ever saw the first one, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was a Disney.
Yes, it was a very Disney movie. I'd heard about this one before. I don't know how real it was, but Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That would be the first one.
And they're talking about here how Justin Bieber might be one of the Bill and Ted's.
Oh, hell no. it's definitely not getting watched in my list if that's the case.
Well, he's trying to make up for a nicer life.
It's still.
Okay, sorry, I got it wrong. It was James Woods, not Peter Weller. That's right, I always mix them up because they all had that 80s frazzled hairdo look. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that one. This one we should all know. The Wild Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they'd want to do that one. It's a good movie. It was fun, but whatever.
I mean, it would be like saying they want to remake The Breakfast Club or...
They're actually talking about that.
My God. Flatliners.
The Lazarus Effect is basically a reimagining of Flatliners.
Mm-hmm.
That's a movie I have to watch shortly. It's somebody's got me going to see that soon. I think this weekend, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the next one. Are you ready? Number 18?
Go for it.
You ready?
Yep.
Three Men and a Baby.
Okay.
So, it's possible. This is an Adam Sandler movie, too. Not him in it. Him trying to do it with Chris Rock, David Spade, and Rob Schneider.
Oh, God.
If he could get his druthers by what it says here. It's not that that's actually the cast, but it's like, okay.
The reason that you can use, you know that these guys are going to constantly be in there, including the guy that does Paul Bart. they're all a close-knit group of...
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and so he owns the production company, and they all do their films through him.
Exactly. I mean, it's like keep it all in the family, as it were.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, I expect that. It's not like it's unexpected to hear that something film is going to come out with them. Now, the only one I haven't seen yet is Grown Ups 2. But
I haven't seen that one.
So, the first one. I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was.
I'm pretty sure you may have heard about this next one.
It wouldn't surprise me at this point.
It. Stephen King's It.
Yes, I did hear they're going to redo this, and yes,
Dylan works.
Pissed.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I don't care what they do. There is nobody going to be able to pull off a better Pennywise than, come on,
Tim Curry.
You got it.
I mean, he was awesome as Pennywise. I mean, Tim Curry's awesome as everything he does. And I hope to God they never retry and redo Legend, but I did hear somebody saying that they were talking about it.
Yes, I did hear about it.
I was like, oh, you people suck donkey bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even see any reason for... this is going to be the whole point of what my rant about the remakes is. Okay, there's one more movie, by the way, so let's get that out.
Alright.
It's not actually a movie that I really was into. I don't think I've ever... Actually, you know what? I've never even seen it.
Which one?
The Harder They Come.
Sounds familiar.
Cult original stars Jimmy Cliff as a musician drawn into a life of crime in Jamaica. Right, and it's being produced by Sting and his wife.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad choice. I mean, it's a
musician's thing.
Yeah,
which is fine.
And the original was more for a reggae singer, so you know, I mean, you've got Sting changing that up. I could see that having a different tone to it. I mean, they might put a rock tone to it.
Sure, doesn't matter. I probably won't watch it.
Yeah, it depends on who's backing him. But just to quote something that you, because you were saying it, you know, that was a big piling, you know, steaming pile of poo. Great quote from Seventh Son, and this is an org scrotum for your pleasure. You have to watch the movie to understand.
I did, and I don't know why you even brought that up.
Because you said it was a big flaming pile of poo, so there you go.
Okay, so we're going on to my rant now.
Yes, on a note.
Here's the thing, on that note, with your flaming pile of poo, remakes. Okay, I understand why Hollywood has this absolute fascination with remakes. It's a twofold thing. One, it's the person who wants to make... Like, most of these remakes that I mentioned out here had a specific person that was tied into saying, I want to make this movie. And more than likely, their rationale is, I love this movie. I want to do a tribute to this movie. I want to make that movie, and then I want to make it better, but with my own twist. And I get that. I understand that fully. It's all... That's cool. But if you're going to do those kinds of movies, try and do them more as art house movies, because then you don't have to necessarily take up mainstream propaganda for, hey, movies coming out. But Hollywood absolutely keeps falling into the whole thing with the remakes, sequels, prequels thing, because it's just about money for them. We, the consuming populace, keep giving them our money and watching these stupid bad movies all the time, and we keep enabling them to do that. We got to stop doing that. Boycott crappy movies. Watch original movies. Get some cool new movies. Watch these things, and then like watch some good movies. Maybe they'll keep making some really cool movies like... Oh, wait, San Andreas? No, that wasn't a cool movie. That was basically a remake of Earthquake, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, remakes are driving me up the wall. I only... Probably out of like maybe 100 remakes that I've seen... Maybe 5 or 6 were good. Oh, by the way, they were also talking about remaking a really beloved movie that I love from the 80s, Life Force.
Oh, you didn't hear about the remake of E.T.?
Yes, I heard about the remake of E.T.
Yeah, they're destroying a lot of movies that we grew up with.
Yes, it's stupid. I mean, they remade Carrie 3 times, 2 times, original, and then 2 more times.
Yeah.
It's like... come on with something original, people. We know you got the writing power to do it.
I've got a script for you if you want a real script.
I've got 456 story ideas that would make perfect scripts.
Oh, well, I mean, I can turn others into scripts, but...
No, I'm telling you, I have over 456 story ideas.
Yeah.
I have a database. I am not joking.
Interesting. Speaking of good stories.
What? Do you got a good story? Hey, you know what? I heard that Jack has a story in Hororica, Dragon Eaters, coming out. Actually, is out.
Well, I heard there's a story. Well, it's kind of more like poetry, I think. And if you're on the page, the chat page, and you scroll down under the chat.
Hey, there's my book!
Ah.
Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct. Everybody should get it, because apparently there's like a link right there where you can get that book.
Yeah. It's also on the app. So if you have an iPhone or any other smartphone, you can get it on the Google Play app.
There's
or the
an app for that.
Yes, there is. We're special that way.
Yes, I would say special app.
Mm-hmm. The windows are clean on my side, okay?
I don't want to know. That's just too much information for me.
My windows are clean.
No, we're not going there. So I understand you're rebooting Free Pi again tonight.
Right now, let's put it like this. I put the word out. I wanted to do the feeler and see how this was going to work. In a matter of several days, I literally booked the entire summer for Free Pi Night. So we're going to do summer runs of brand new shows of Free Pi. In fact, tonight starts the first one with the great Harry Shannon.
And we like Harry. Harry is a good writing dude. And yeah, musician, too.
He's got a new book out.
He does. I saw that. It's on his Facebook page.
Yes, it is. We're going to talk about it some tonight, so you definitely want to tune in.
And then after Free Pi, we have some?
Mental candy.
Is it tasty?
I'm thinking so.
Is it fresh? Is it smart?
But of course.
Because I'm talking about Smarties.
I had a feeling you were.
Because there's the candy.
Ooh.
And mind you, it might mean something different to you than it does to me.
What is Evangeline?
Evangeline is a comic book.
It's also a movie.
It's also the name of Evangeline Lilly, who is the lady who plays the female elf in the Hobbit's movies and was on the TV series Lost.
A naive college student, Evangeline, is brutalized by a gang of thrill-seeking killers, left to die in the forest. Her corpse is revived by an ancient demon spirit that empowers her with bloodlust for vengeance. Interesting.
It's also a basic concept of a comic book series called Evangeline. And it's the name of a band, and it's the name of a song.
It doesn't have that many good good ratings. It's a brand new film, though, according
you
to...
You think?
Sorry, the cover got my attention.
Mockingjay?
No.
Because Evangeline Mockingjay, the Hunger Games tribute song.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
I'm going to give you a link as well in the thing, so you can see what the comic book was about, or like... something like that. But yibbity yibbity dabbity yibbity yibbity habbity habbity hibbity 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 hibbity
are over. Oh, good God.
Yeah. So that's actually the whole basis of what that comic book series was. She was a daughter of heaven, cast down to earth, and as a result, she just goes around hunting demons.
Wow.
And wear sexy outfits.
You're going to hate me.
What's that?
We're going to cut your intro short, or your exit short tonight.
That's not the end of the world. I'm going to say, hey, everybody, thanks for coming out and joining the show. Check us out on the Facebook. Check us out on the Twitter. Check us out on the websites. By all means, do the roundy, 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 round, and have a pleasant one. Thanks, EW, again, coming for the show. Everybody yep. Have fun and play happy.
A big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.